This is KUT. Churches have long been a mainstay in East Austin. Many houses of worship there have roots going back more than a century. But as new development rolls through the neighborhood, it's forced some churches to close their doors and relocate. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on how some congregations have adapted.
In a few minutes, Pastor Clarence Jones has a meeting with a potential buyer.
So if you notice this, you were coming in, you saw the for sale sign.
He's been having a lot of these meetings over the past 2 years, ever since church leaders decided to put the Greater St. John Baptist Church up for sale.
Hopefully it will sell and we can relocate. So that's what we're looking forward to at this time.
The decision to sell didn't come lightly. Jones says the church has been here at the corner of Greenwood and Pennsylvania Avenues since 1945. But lately, he says the neighborhood feels more crowded.
We would love to have been able to stay here, but as you look around, there's not any land to use as parking or else to build a larger church on.
Just across Pennsylvania Avenue, there's a new house being built. Another bright blue two-story home is for lease right across Greenwood. As more people move in, Jones says parking for church events has become scarce. They're considering new locations outside the city limits in Manor.
We felt that that would be a good place to relocate. Lots of people moving in, and right now the land is not quite expensive as it is here in Austin.
In fact, Jones's own family recently left Austin for Manor, as has much of his congregation. His wife, Brenda Jones, says when she was growing up, the neighborhood around the church was predominantly African American. She says, in a sense, the new diversity is a good thing, and the church is open to everyone, but she hasn't felt welcomed by new residents.
They don't want us to have the loud music, the worshiping hours, so it's time that we should move. So it's really about the time, you know what I mean? It's time for the church to spread our wings.
A couple miles east, another church has already made the move.
I think the people were just so happy, number one, to be in a larger space.
Renette Bledsoe is the senior warden at the St. James Episcopal Church. A few years ago, the church left its old home on MLK and moved to a spacious new facility on Weberville Road. Bledsoe says they made it a point to stay in East Austin.
That's just simply the historical foundation of this church. And sure, the church could have moved someplace else, but that is not what the people wanted.
Bledsoe says the church follows a philosophy of, quote, radical hospitality, making a point to include people of all ages, ethnicities, and sexual orientations. St. James was originally founded in 1941 as a space for African Americans, who at the time weren't welcome at Austin's white Episcopal churches. Bledsoe says members actively recruited a more diverse congregation.
People made an effort to go out and invite others to come and to worship. People that may not have looked like them, to invite them to come in and to worship, and then more people invited people to come in.
Today, St. James hosts a weekly service in Spanish. Bledsoe says some members commute from as far away as Burnet or Taylor to come worship. Still, some say the loss of nearby residents makes it hard for East Austin churches to hold on to their roots.
It's a huge blow to the community.
Nefertiti Jackman is the executive director of Six Square, a nonprofit that works to preserve and celebrate African-American heritage in Central East Austin. The group's office sits down the street from a Methodist church on San Bernard Street. Jackman says on Sunday mornings, the neighborhood is transformed.
There's cars parked everywhere. There's a vibrancy with people coming and going as they're worshiping, but you don't see that during the week, and it's really unfortunate.
Jackman says she hopes to see creative uses for churches that are struggling to retain membership, uses that would keep them active throughout the week. She's hopeful about a new city program that would allow for houses of worship to rent out spaces to artists as a source of revenue.
And I've long thought about that. How can we partner churches with other nonprofit organizations looking for space? And the churches need the revenue. Many of them need the revenue because they don't have the large congregations anymore.
Back at the Greater St. John Baptist Church, Pastor Jones says he hasn't given much thought to what might happen to the property once it's sold.
We really just want to get as much as we can for the property and then move on. And I know that most places they are putting up condos and apartment complexes. So we're thinking that that may be just what happens here.
Jones says the thought of leaving East Austin is bittersweet, but he thinks wherever the church moves, his congregation will follow. Saida Hassan, KUT News.